Dreamscape presents So That Happened by Katie Bailey, narrated by Melissa Moran and Jason Keller. 1. Annie. Bras with no underwire are all fun and games until you're racing through a crowded airport, leaping over rogue suitcases like an Olympic hurdler as you wave your boarding pass in the air uselessly and yell, "Wait for me!" equally uselessly, like the pilot's going to hear you all the way from the flight deck and take enough pity on you to halt the flight. Lucky for me, the useless yelling and waving lend me enough of a move out of the way for the crazy person vibe that the crowds at the Logan Airport part like the Red Sea. Unlucky for me, by the time I arrive at my gate in a panicked, sweaty mess, I'm wearing my breathable, non-cancer-causing metal underwire-free eco bra like a necklace. I pant gasp at the attendant as I shove my hands up my sweater to return my over-the-shoulder boulder holder back to an appropriate holding position. Attendant lady's eyebrows raise dubiously as her gaze follows my hand's path under my sweater, her frosted pink lips frozen in a grimace. "Oh, don't worry, I'm not a pervert," I explain wheezily. "I bought this bra off a TikTok ad. Needless to say, it doesn't really work." Frosty Lips looks momentarily stunned. "Pardon me? I'm a sucker for those change-your-life marketing scams." It's true. I am the ultimate target market for those clickbaity social media ads, the millennial version of infomercials. I could explain further that I have drawers full of blackhead removers that don't work, no less than 4 weighted exercise hula hoops for slimming the tummy region that I've used a grand total of 2x, lip gloss that's meant to have a plumping effect but really just feels like you've inserted your lips in a hornet's nest, and, "Ma'am, your ID and boarding pass, please?" Frosty is still staring at me, and I notice her fingertips hovering near an intercom. She's obviously ready to call for backup. I hastily yank my hands out from under my sweater and proffer my rather crumpled boarding pass at her. She looks at it in disdain, then pinches her thumb and forefinger at the very corner like it's a used Kleenex. But, snooty and disdainful as she might appear, my driver's license picture sure pulls a smile out of her, probably because I look like a young Elton John. "This is you?" She doesn't even try to hide the laughter in her voice. I sigh, waving a hand as I bounce forward on my toes. "Bad breakup last year, wore pajamas for a month, gained 10 pounds, cut off all my hair to release the bondage of self, or whatever Jennifer Aniston called it."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?